Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Erica Ezzafetti. Whether you're a Shakespeare buff or think he's a little overrated, many of us have at least a little knowledge of his works. So today I'm going to talk about a few books like I normally do, but I want to see if you can guess which Shakespeare play each one was inspired by. But before we get into that, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. HeroQuest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hero to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hero's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. Today's episode is brought to you by Scribner. Weird Black Girls by Elwyn Cotman is a collection of seven stories in which characters pursue their obsessions on paths to glory and destruction, while all around them their worlds twist and warp, oscillating between reality and impossibility. On display throughout is Cotman's ability to reveal truths about the human experience, about things like friendship, love, betrayal, bitterness, all through whimsy, horror, and fantasy. Elegiac in tone, imaginative, and humorous in their execution, the character-driven stories in Weird Black Girls challenge, incite, and entertain. The author's last book was named one of NPR's best books of the year and was a finalist for the Philip K. Dick Award, with reviews appearing in the New York Times, Wired, BuzzFeed, and Locus, among other publications. Definitely make sure to check out Weird Black Girls by Elwyn Cotman. And thanks again to Scribner for sponsoring this episode. So I was fully prepared to talk about my topic for today, which is obviously YA Shakespeare retellings, or more so YA books that were inspired by Shakespeare. But I thought it'd be cool to switch it up just a tad and reveal which play they were inspired by, like towards the end, and have you guess. I'm going to try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible, but one of the books kind of has some spoilers, because although it's the first in a new series, or a new duology, I should say, it's also a spinoff of a duology. It's called Foul Lady Fortune by Chloe Gong, and I'm kicking myself. I am mad at myself, honey, let me tell you, because I didn't realize it contained spoilers, and I read this one before the first duology that it is a spinoff of, which the first two books were These Violent Delights and Our Violent Ends, both also by Chloe Gong, of course. I was planning to read both of those things, but now I don't know. It's a major spoiler. I'm like, I don't know if I can get past that. Maybe so. But interestingly enough, or fittingly, I should say, both of those books are also Shakespeare retellings or Shakespeare inspired. Anyway, because of these spoilers, I will talk about this book last, so you can stop listening if you like. And now that that has been clarified, the first book I have for you is An Arrow to the Moon by Emily X.R. Pond. So heads up that this one mixes some Chinese mythology in as well. It's about Hunter Yi, who is an absolute beast when it comes to archery, but everything else in his life is a hot mess, which, Hunter, I feel you. Like, I feel like I excel in certain things and everything else just falls by the wayside. Honey, I get it. So his family has some major raggedy moments, also same, Hunter, same, that he can't seem to shake, and he's just kind of over everything in general. He's tired of it. He's done. On top of everything else, he gets expelled from school and has to transfer to another high school. This ends up kind of being a blessing, though, in a way, because he gets to meet Luna Chang. They find out they have a lot in common. For instance, both of them have immigrant Taiwanese parents who put major pressure on them. And once they fall in love, they find out their families have even more in common. They find out that their families hate each other. What a thing to have in common. And they have secrets. Boy, do they have secrets. Hunter's parents are overly cautious in how they live, but he doesn't know why. And then Luna has to deal with this major betrayal and secret that she finds out about her mother, T-Girl. As the story progresses, the two of them try their best to navigate their families, the magic of the world they're in, and what they want for themselves. As always, Pan's writing is lyrical, and if you haven't already guessed it, this was inspired by Romeo and Juliet, as well as the legend of Changa and Hoyi. So again, that is An Arrow to the Moon by Emily XR Pan. Next up, I have Bright Ruined Things by Samantha Coho. It takes place during the decadent 20s on an island inhabited by spirits that are controlled by the magic of a wealthy and powerful family. 17-year-old May has only ever known the island and how it feels to be on the outside looking in on the privilege of the Prosper family. Since forever, she's wished she could really, like, be one of them, even, like, be truly loved by them, just, like, welcomed into their arms. And she hasn't ever gotten it up until this point. Because even though she was taken in by them once she was orphaned, because her father was an old friend of the patriarch, they never really accepted her. Case in point, she's going to be exiled once she turns 18. I mean, the audacity, okay? The gall. Unmitigated gall. How do you raise someone and live with someone for so long and then be like, all right, you're 18, you gotta go. I couldn't understand it. But before this happens, there's going to be this luxurious and lavish once a year high society party where the Prosper's bougie friends who live off island return to the island for a long night of revelry. The grand party is actually meant to celebrate how Lord Prosper harnessed the magic source known as ether, which changed the world. But when the spirits start dying, and May starts to learn that not everything is as nice as it appears to be, which is usually the case. I mean, capitalism, hello. Then another surprise comes out of left field, an engagement to the heir of the island's magic, who may know some things about May that she doesn't know herself. So this book is full of messy backbiting and magic. And if you guessed that it was inspired by The Tempest by Shakespeare, you are correct. So once again, that's Bright Ruined Things by Samantha Coho. The last book of the day is Foul Lady Fortune by Chloe Gong. And as I mentioned before, skip this one if you haven't already read the duology These Violent Delights, but plan to. This will also be part of a duology, and it follows Rosalind, who you may already know betrayed the Scarlet Gang in 1920 Shanghai to disastrous consequences. After she nearly dies, she's brought back with this experimental serum that has, for the most part, made her immortal. So now she's like forever trapped at being 19 physically, which, I mean, there are worse things. Like, for instance, living with the guilt of being responsible for the death of a beloved family member, for one. So to repent for her guilt, she now works as an assassin for the Scarlet Gang. The title of the book is her code name. Well, technically, her code name is Lady Fortune or Fortune. And the layout of things has changed. Now, instead of gangs, it's more nationalist versus communist. And the Japanese Imperial Army is a looming threat. So when there are a number of murders that take place throughout the city, Rosalind is reassigned to infiltrate the world of foreigners to find out who's committing them. To do so, though, she has to pretend to be the wife of another spy, Orion Hong, who has big F-boy energy, let me tell you. So he is super duper irksome at first to her, but then he kind of isn't. Wink, wink. But the question is, ultimately, can she trust him in a world where everyone's allegiances are constantly questioned? So this is like a super duper interesting action-packed thriller. So super fun. And if you couldn't tell, this was inspired by As You Like It. Thanks so much for tuning in today, as well as our sponsor for making the day's show possible. You can follow me for now, honey, because you know Twitter is a mess. You can follow me on Twitter at @Erica_EZ_ for now, like I said. Big shout out to Jen Zink, our audio editor, for making me sound amazing. We'll see you next week on the main podcast, where I will be joined by Tears of Price. Until next week, happy reading.